The Environmental Protection Agency evicted around 1,000 people from the West Calumet housing complex because of lead and arsenic contaminated soil. The Superfund site was formerly a U.S. smelting and lead refinery facility. The site includes part of the former USS lead facility. Areas nearby include commercial, municipal, and residential buildings. According to EPA records, the site was originally used as a lead refinery. Surrounding businesses at the time were engaged in similar operations. Residents of the West Calumet housing complex were demolished back in April of last year. The EPA plans a 7-month cleanup of the area. That proposed remediation effort would remove the top 2 feet of contaminated soil and dispose of it at a landfill. The current proposal would rezone the site for industrial commercial use. The proposal would see the site not fully remediated. The Times of Northwest Indiana reports East Chicago Mayor Anthony Copeland said 2 commercial or industrial developers are interested in the space. But area residents say they want the site to be fully remediated. Local groups say they prefer a plan that costs about $50 million instead of the EPA's $26.5 million plan to ensure full cleanup of the area. East Chicago Calumet Advisory Group and Calumet Lives Matter say the EPA's cleanup plan would not address contamination deeper than 2 feet of soil. They also say the limited cleanup plan would also limit residential redevelopment. The EPA recently canceled a January 14th meeting due to the government shutdown. Residents had requested that meeting to air concerns about remediation efforts. With the federal government reopened for the next 3 weeks, it's uncertain whether the agency will reschedule that public input meeting. For WFHB, I'm Dulce Jarulo.